Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Shake it up, baby.
Shake it up, baby.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Kip Fenneco is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, attorney at law for small businesses especially, and a syndicated columnist and author of a number of books, including the eBay tax, seller's tax and legal answer book, including the crowdfunding handbook. A number of others, like 20 or 30 books he's written, sold something under a billion copies across the galaxy. Cliff, thanks again for being here. I want to get your take on the Amazon Whole Foods thing. This is a topic I'm covering quite a bit these days because I want my audience to know about it. I want folks to know about what's coming at them. This thing has implications. This, not only the Whole Foods Amazon merger, or the acquisition, I should say, of Whole Foods by Amazon. Not only does that have implications as a bellwether, but the whole giving Amazon this Main Street access, the implications are pregnant, aren't they?
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, this was a big deal. You know, Amazon's made a ton of acquisitions over the years. I mean, some of them are real head-scratchers, too. You wonder what the heck Mr. Bezos is thinking of doing here. But the Whole Foods merger is a game-changer in a lot of big ways. You know, what he is trying to do, I mean, and what Amazon is trying to do, Jim, and I know you've written columns about this, too, as I have, is he wants to control distribution online. He wants to be the one-stop shopping source for everything online. Mm-hmm. You know, the world that Amazon envisions is a world in which you never have to leave your home. Whenever you want something, you simply go online, you order it from Amazon, and it arrives at your home later the same day or maybe the next day.
One of his executives made a statement recently, and where he said, "We want to deliver everything."
Yeah, that's it. They want to deliver everything. They want to be the central point for distribution everywhere. You know, no more brick and mortar retail. No more need to go grocery shopping. No more need to leave the house. I wrote in a recent column. Were you ever a Ray Bradbury fan, the science fiction writer?
Of course.
He wrote a short story back in the 1950s called "The Pedestrian." Mm-hmm. Is the title of it, and I won't spoil it, you know, for your listeners. But if you go online, all of his short stories are pretty much published online somewhere. You can find a copy of this thing. But basically, it's about a world where this guy goes out for a walk every night, and he's constantly harassed by the police because he's engaged in regressive behavior. Mm-hmm. Nobody leaves their home anymore. You know, they're all sitting in there watching a big screen. Mm-hmm. And he was just amazing at forecasting the world we live in. And when you're reading the story, you drop your jaw and you say, "Wow, he was writing this back in 1950.
60
he was
years
writing
before,
about this
before it's come to pass."
Yeah, exactly. And they're very prescient. And that's the world we're coming to, is a world where you never have to really leave the house anymore because everything can be delivered directly to your doorstep. And that's the world that Amazon is pushing toward. I mean, this isn't about groceries so much, Jim. It's about real estate. It's about having locations where they can get anything to your doorstep, that last mile, you know, problem, right, which has always been the big thing with e-commerce. You know, he's solving for that.
I also found out if you read the Wall Street Journal today,
yeah,
there's an announcement that Charlie, was it Edgar? I forgot his name. With of Dish, the guy who founded Dish Network, he and Bezos have become big buddies.
Mm-hmm.
And they're talking about a relationship there with regard to content.
Yeah, that's right.
And mobile, maybe even mobile, wireless.
Yeah.
So the thing that I keep coming back to, though, Cliff, is this. I think that there's plenty of room for Bezos to do what he's going to do.
Mm-hmm.
But I still believe that human beings, because we're analog, mm-hmm, we're still going to want high touch.
Yeah.
I don't think what Amazon's doing is good for Sears and Macy's, obviously, but I don't think it has to be a death knell for small businesses on Main Street.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Well, it's going to be interesting, Jim, because there's a behavioral shift going on. See, you and I are members of the same generation. You know, we're the baby boom geezers here.
Yeah.
You know, younger generations are much, the generations that grew up with the internet, they see that as being normal. They see that as being where the important stuff is going on, not the physical
they
world.
Don't they never knew about going to bed at night with your window open and
reading a book, by flashlight under the cover.
They don't know anything about that. Mm-hmm.
They don't know anything about that, you know, and so they're looking at this world very, very differently. They're listening to us right now. They're scratching their head saying, well, duh, I mean, that's where you go to get stuff is your cell phone. You know, they're going to look to this world as being very, very different. It's going to change a lot of things. I mean, and books have been written about this, that it may change, you know, the whole nature of who we are as people.
Well, that's the thing. At some point in time, will the humanity of us break through and demand more high touch, or will it succumb to the high tech?
Yeah.
That's the question, and that's probably going to happen in this next generation. What do you think?
Well, we'll see. I mean, I've been saying for years that the best thing that could happen to this country in a big way would be for someone to knock the internet out for about a year. And who knows? I mean, maybe we should just tell Mr. Kim Jong-un in North Korea to keep up the good work. I don't know. Maybe he has the same vision that we do. I don't know, Jim.
Funny.
What do you think?
Hey, Cliff, I need your website again, please.
Sure. SucceedingInYourBusiness.com.
Check it out. Hey, Cliff, good job today. Come back soon.
You too, buddy.
Cliff Inico, ladies and gentlemen. Very smart guy, as you can tell. We'll get him back again real soon. I got to take a quick break. More to come after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.